Good morning.
Good morning.
I did not do a sound check, and it sounds great, I think. So it's funny how that worked out. You know, it's amazing every Sunday, if you just take a look at how many details are put together to have our worship here at Peace Lutheran. Someone's got to put together the bulletins, and the praise team has put together some music for us this morning. Did you know that there were people out here on the patio Friday gardening, weeding, the healing garden area? Check that out. It's beautiful. We've got some new plants. And it looks great. Thank you to those who helped out. Chairs are set up. It's just amazing. And when you just consider those little details to get here to this day, to have a service like this, I want to mention the camera, those that are online watching as well. All those little details just make you realize, gosh, God has really provided for today's worship. And we're going to be reminded of that today as we realize that we have been abundantly blessed with God's love and the way that he's provided for us in our life. Even if you're struggling today or something's happened in your life that's thrown you off track, it's just a moment today to just pause and realize, what has God provided for me? How have I been blessed in the details of my life? And so we pray that that's a blessing for you today, no matter where you find yourself this morning. Higher than you can believe and excited about what's happening in your life, or low, going through some challenges as well. God provides and takes care of us. I do want to mention some details about, some announcements about our church before we move into our worship. The first is that we do have portals of prayer available for the months ahead. The new portals of prayer covers the time from October all the way to December, and so those are available in the narthex of the church. We do have a few large print copies of that devotional. I would also just note a couple neat things that are happening right now. Well, one thing that's happening right now is our adult Bible study, Ezra, Nehemiah. I want to encourage people to mark that on their calendar to be here next week for that. Elder Rick's going to be back. Just an awesome opportunity to gather and learn more about God's word for us each Sunday at 9 a.m. Also, next month, just on your radar, know that we're going to be bringing back the healing service at Peace, a time to uplift a concern or even share a thanksgiving that you have and have the elders pray for you and you can be anointed with oil. That's going to be on Sunday, October 2nd at 8:30 a.m. in the sanctuary. One other detail about our worship here today I just want to make note of, and that is today is a communion service. And so hopefully you picked up a communion package on your way in. If you didn't, you'll want to do that here right after our announcements as we begin our worship. Or raise your hand and one of the elders can get that to you. For communion this morning, we're just all going to commune together at the same time with those packages from our seats. So if you do need a communion package, just raise your hand, and Dan's going to cover us here. Thanks, Dan. And a final note about our, a couple other notes about our worship. I want to give a special thanks to our praise team this summer. They have really blessed us with their song, so thank you for being here with us and being here this morning. That's just a blessing to us. And then Colleen and Suzanne are blessing us, too, with their offerings as well. Thank you for being here as well. All right, excellent.